I think all of us would agree that technology is amazing these days. It appears that man becomes more and more clever as time goes on. We've come a long way since the beginning. Or have we? Stay tuned.
In modern times, we have basically written off the ancients as not being as intelligent.
This is Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal. I'm Jim Long of the Institute for Creation Research. If you're like most of us, you're probably astounded by modern technology. Some of the latest achievements with computers, electronics, space exploration, and the world of medicine boggles the imagination. When we compare these things to ancient civilizations, we often think of ourselves as much more advanced. But is this really true? Stay tuned as we talk about ancient man. We'll discuss what we can discover about our ancestors from archaeology. But first, evolution claims that man in the ancient past wasn't as intellectually advanced as he is today. He started out as a single-cell organism and slowly evolved into what we see today. The Bible, however, tells us that right from the beginning, Adam and Eve were made perfect in his image. Dr. Richard Fales is the founder of the Biblical and American Archaeological Society.
In modern times, we have basically written off the ancients as not being as intelligent, not being as smart. God, of course, has built into the mind of man, I believe, from the very beginning, the ability to create. And I think that the ancient man was a lot more advanced than we have ever given him credit for.
When we read in Genesis chapter 4, we see that mankind was fairly advanced. We read that he built cities, raised cattle, played harps and organs, and made things of brass and iron. It seems logical to assume that the knowledge of these things would be passed from generation to generation. Noah, his sons, and daughters would have continued to pass their insights on to the generations after the great flood. But if this were true, wouldn't there be evidence that the civilizations that rose up after the flood showed great intelligence? Well, as it turns out, archaeologists have found some interesting objects. These artifacts are oftentimes confusing because they seem out of place for the time period they are in. Therefore, they have earned the name of out-of-place artifacts. One man who has spent a lot of time traveling around the world researching these out-of-place artifacts is Dr. Dennis Swift.
Out-of-place artifacts are artifacts that are actually in place. It's just contemporary theory that's out of place. The biblical record indicates that man was technologically advanced at the start, at his creation. And so when we go to Ur of the Chaldees or Babylonia or various locations, and we find these artifacts that show him to be advanced, they're right in place. It's just the people who interpret them put them in the wrong location in time.
There are many archaeologists who've studied these out-of-place artifacts, and we'd like to take a moment to discuss a few. But first, I'd like to point out that although out-of-place artifacts are interesting, there are still many things that we need to understand about them. Although we make educated assumptions about what they are or how they were used, we weren't there to see what actually took place. Out-of-place artifacts are fascinating to the creationists, but they shouldn't be used as dogmatic proof for creation. Again, archaeologist Dr. Fales.
There have been the discovery of compasses, for instance. 2,000 years ago, the Egyptians had a compass that they were able to use. They would take a piece of lodestone, carve it into the shape of a ladle, put it on the surface of a smooth stone, and of course with the larger part of the ladle itself, it would be drawn to north. The handle, the tip, would point to the south.
And other archaeological finds have shown that compasses may have been used thousands of years earlier in China.
Another probably good example of modern technology that was prevalent in the ancient world was in magnifying glasses. For a long time, we wondered how in the world did they get the amazing detail in things like cylinder steels and coins and gemstones and on cuneiform tablets. The magnifying glasses have been found in sites.
Could these people have used a magnifying glass to see objects and details that normally couldn't be seen with a naked eye? Dr. Dennis Swift.
The spider drawing of the Nazca Desert, which is gigantic, and there's a little bitty thing on the spider's leg that can only be seen with a modern microscope, and yet these ancient people drew it anatomically correct. How did they do that if they did not have some kind of technology to do so?
Ancient man might have also experimented with some forms of electricity. Dr. Donald Chittick, author of the new book, The Puzzle of Ancient Man.
We found electric batteries that they used copper and iron to make them with, and we use carbon and zinc today, but any chemist will tell you copper and iron makes a good battery. And it appears as though they used these batteries at least 2,000 years ago or earlier for maybe electroplating and maybe medical uses such as electrical analgesia.
This brings up an interesting question. Is it possible that ancient man might have had the ability to perform various medical procedures? Here's Dr. Fales.
Prior to the time period of the coming of the Europeans, there have been human skulls that have been found that have been cut into, and not only cut into and sections of the skull removed, but even sections that have been replaced or they have become calcified, and or we know that the patient had lived as some kind of skull surgery or possibly very primitive brain surgery was actually performed.
Archaeologists have also made another surprising find.
In ancient cities, we've discovered all kind of piping, plumbing systems, like in Pompeii, running water into the houses. Even in ancient Jerusalem now, it's found in the time of Christ, there was running water because the Romans had greatly impacted the Jews.
And running water naturally leads to another great invention.
Not only was there pipes, plumbing, running water, but there was also toilets that they had, the Romans had built and designed, that were constantly flushing. So all the time, this sewage system was a self-flushing system that they had designed 2,000 years ago and was in vogue and used up until the Roman Empire collapsed.
We've just looked at some of the out-of-place artifacts. Although we must be cautious about making sweeping conclusions about these objects, as Christians we would expect to see evidence that ancient man was able to use technology. The Bible says that man was created fully intelligent right from the start. And as a matter of fact, those first generations had a great advantage. They lived much longer.
God created man in his own image, and man had a high mental capacity, good observational powers, and a long life. If you take a person that studies science for 700 or 800 or 900 years, has good observational powers, and good health, then science can march forward very, very rapidly. It's even with our degenerated physical state and mental state in the last 200 years, look what has happened.
And this brings up another good point. We often think that this generation has become so much more advanced than our ancestors. But in a biblical framework, we need to realize that everything has been in a state of decay since the fall of man.
And in fact, like the pyramids in Egypt, we see a deterioration, not an advancement. And so the biblical record is reliable at that point, that man appeared technologically advanced, and as a result of the fall, there has been a deterioration and decline in some areas of man's ability.
There was, however, a point in time when some of man's technology was lost.
Definitely from a creationist perspective, there had to be a worldwide flood, a destruction, and as a result of that, much of this knowledge was lost.
Technology must have suffered a setback during the flood. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished." It would seem that this included any artifacts from that pre-flood world. For this reason, we must conclude that any artifacts that we find must have come from the generations after the flood. And the Bible seems to support this. Noah and his sons must have passed on the knowledge they had to coming generations. Here's Dr. Chittick.
Man had a high level of science and technology before the flood. The flood came along, destroyed it all, but not the memory that it could be done. After the flood, they had to rebuild, but they didn't have to reinvent.
And it's from this period, after the flood, in which we suspect these out-of-place artifacts came from. So if ancient man had obtained all this technology, where did it go? Why were these abilities lost? Although no one knows for sure, we can make some suggestions. According to Dr. Chittick.
And at the Tower of Babel, they had a high level of science and technology, and again disobeyed God, and God confounded language, and people scattered out into various nationalities, and then that spoke different languages and occupied different geographical regions. And then man, from one area, tried to war on other tribes, and just like we had at the Cold War several years ago, United States and Russia were competing to be top, and the people went into warfare, and a lot of that technology was lost. It's man's inhumanity to man.
Dr. Swift.
Also, we know that many of the major libraries, like the Alexandrian Library in Egypt, was burned down. This knowledge had been lost. For instance, Herod the Great used hydraulic cement that forms underwater, and he did that back in 4 BC. He got the knowledge from the Greeks in Alexandria, and that was lost until this century that we had hydraulic cement. So many things have been lost by not only the flood, but by libraries being burned down and also the improper teaching of the next generation. The skills aren't always passed along.
The idea that ancient man was at least as intelligent as modern humans is contrary to evolutionary thinking. But the ideal also seems foreign to Christians. Dr. Swift.
Yes, I think that Christians have been so bombarded by the propaganda that is from every available resource that they also resist the ideal that says they would say that no, that man was very primitive at the beginning. And that actually, in a sense of pride, we want to be the most knowledgeable people. And so I think it's a result of the fall of man and our own sinful nature that makes us want to be very prideful about this, even among Christians, and dismiss the evidence and accept the secular scientific viewpoint.
These out-of-place artifacts, however, seem to have a message.
And so I would just encourage anyone to go right back to the Scriptures and to begin to seek what the Creator has said to say about what he created and the events surrounding his creation. These artifacts are testimony to the truth of God's Word.
What do these artifacts mean to archaeologist Dr. Richard Fales?
I think it means that it involves the fact that God has created us. He has designed us specifically with incredible intelligence, and this started out in the very beginning. And as I said, we have been sold a bill of goods the people of the ancient days weren't as smart, and we have been constantly evolving. I think God had a plan from the very beginning. He built into us intelligence from the very beginning, and I think his plan for eternal life through his Son was given through the Bible thousands of years ago. The Bible isn't designed to be a science book. It contains scientific fact. And it's a credible book. And I think these things that we've been talking about demonstrate that we've got a magnificent God who has a wonderful plan, and that he built into man this incredible intelligence so that we could bring glory and honor to him.
As our program comes to a close, we hope that you've been encouraged in your faith. Our goal at ICR is to build your confidence in God's Word and equip you with answers to tough questions. If you've enjoyed today's program and you'd like to know more about creation science, please let us know. We'll send you a free packet of information. It will also contain information about the Institute for Creation Research. To receive your free packet, just ask for it when you get in touch with ICR. To ask for today's free offer, please call toll-free 1-800-7-GENESIS. That's 1-800-7-GENESIS, 1-800-7-GENESIS, or 1-800-743-6374. And you can address your letters to ICR at P.O. Box 2667, El Cajon, California, 92021. ICR's website address is www.icr.org. Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a creation radio journal, is a production of ICR. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Jim Long. Thanks for tuning in.